Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I wasn't planning to do a podcast this morning just because I have no explanation for Vancouver. There is no reason why we were ...0-2-1 this year against Vancouver, and we are now 0-5-1 in the last three years playing Vancouver. I don't know what to say. It's a matchup thing. I don't get it. I mean, thank God they're not making the playoffs and we are. It just looked super sloppy yesterday. We get the first goal in the first period. I'm thinking, yes, here we go. We scored early. I thought, man, it's our time to do this. And I can't blame Matt Murray for it because it's only like game three of his whole NHL career. And to be honest with you, there was quite a few saves in that game that were really good that he made. It was just sloppy gameplay by everybody. You know, I don't know if we just didn't take these guys seriously the three times we played them. I don't understand. We're down to the last nine games of the season. We're for the first time, we're sitting in the second spot in the division. Minnesota just passed us. They're up by one. We play Chicago next, then Arizona, and then we have a high noon matchup against Colorado, because Colorado is only 2 points behind us right now, and they play today, and it's just so tight in this Central Division contest right now that anything's possible. But we should have beat Vancouver. We needed the points and we couldn't deliver at a crucial time. And that's a little disconcerting because I know we're a better team than them. And for some reason, I feel like we took them too lightly or something. I don't know. I'm trying not to make explanations and I'm trying not to make excuses. But there's something wrong with this picture. A team that is now 33-34 is their record, okay? And 33-34-9, I think is what I saw. Come on, their record is terrible. And then they get Rick Tocchet as their coach, and at the end of the season, they start playing better, and one of the other parts of the equation is they end up getting Thatcher Demko back, their star goaltender, and I really believe if that guy was playing all year and wasn't hurt, we might be talking a different story about Vancouver right now, and they may be in the playoff picture, and we may be worried if we were going to have to play him in a round of playoffs, you know, and wondering if we were going to match up against them in a seven-game series. Anyway, I guess it's time to erase our memory about this game and about this team because we no longer have to play them for the rest of the season and focus on picking up points and taking care of our business for the next nine games. Because quite frankly, we have no reason to be sitting there and worrying about what other people are doing. You know, when you're about, you know, 40 games into the year, you have a little leeway to go, well, if they lose and we win and all that stuff. Now it's, you know, we have to be men about this. You know, we have to put our big boy pants on and finish out the season strong. And I am a little concerned about our defense because we're we're given way too many turnovers, and that's something that we've got to clean up, because playoff teams are going to exploit that. I do believe we have a big playoff run ahead of us, but it's going to be hard to watch, and I don't want to end up having a heart attack through the playoffs, LOL. If I was texting, there would be a big LOL at the end of that one. But anyway, everyone, I hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday. I'm enjoying my 43rd birthday today. I was just hoping with the Dallas Stars win would have been nice. But now we have to focus on the one game at a time mentality. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I hope everyone has a wonderful Sunday.